A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Kuf Tes, Sanhedrin 109a, pagination is 217. The Gemara is going to elaborate on the statement of the Mishnah that Anshei Sedom ein lohem chelek la'olam haba, the people of Sedom do not have a share in the world to come. Now, the topic of Sedom is mentioned in Chumash in Parshas Lech Lecha and Parshas Vayera. In Parshas Lech Lecha, we encounter it that Lot, the nephew of Avram, was enticed by the lush, fertile appearance of Sodom. And indeed, as our Gemara will expound, they were very blessed. And that blessing, it seems, was taken the wrong way and did them in. We also encounter them in Parshas Vayera, the very next Parsha, when Hashem destroys Sodom. So the Gemara that we'll be doing can be found in the wide lines, five lines down in the wides. At the end of the line, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned. Anshei Sodom ein lohem chelek la'olam haba. The people of Sodom do not have a share in the world to come. Shene'emar, as the Pasuk says, in Parshas Lech Lecha, when Lot is eyeing them, the Torah attests, "Ve'anshei Sodom ro'im v'chatoyim la'Hashem me'od." And the people of Sodom were bad, and they were sinful to Hashem, exceedingly so. And this Gemara statement expounds, "Ro'im ba'olam hazeh v'chatoyim la'olam haba." The double wording is to tell you that both in this world and the next world, they are rejected. Another approach, Amar Rav Yehuda says, Ra'im begufan, they're wicked with their body, and the Gemara expounds how we know that it means sinful behavior, v'chata'im b'mamonam, and they're sinful regarding their money, and the Gemara expounds how we know that chet refers to improper financial dealings. This indeed is the drasha that's mentioned by Rashi in Parshas Lech Lecha, and on the words LaHashem Me'od, Rashi tells us, you'll see it in our Gemara, the next line, Shemiskavnim V'chotim, they intended to sin. And that's what Rashi tells us, Yodim Ribonom Umiskavnim Limrod. They knew Hashem and they intended to break free from the shackles of religion, of belief in Hashem. If you'll drop down about four or five lines, we have Tanu Rabbanan, we learnt, Anshei Sodom lo nisga'u ela b'shvil tova sheyishpia lohem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The people of Sodom did not become so haughty and way off base from moral behavior, except for the fact that Hashem granted them so much good, and they took it the wrong way. They started becoming selfish about it. If you skip down two lines after the drushas from the different psukim, the message that the Gemara gives us is Lama Lanu Ovrei Derachim. Why do we need passers-by to come into our city? They're only coming to diminish our wealth. And we have to picture the scene here, because many people like to learn that Sodom is just a wicked city and it got destroyed, and we're not wicked, so we won't have any problems, and there are no lessons to learn from Sodom. And while it's true, we don't anticipate Hashem destroying us like he destroyed Sodom, but we are supposed to be learning lessons from that destruction and where they went wrong. The Gemara is telling us that their attitude in their wealth, in their blessing, was we don't want beggars to come to our city because they're taking away our wealth. Let us go and forget, cause to be forgotten the concept of beggars from our land. We'll outlaw them. We'll make it impossible for any poor person to come to our city. Now, there is on our daf a lot of material on this, but it's worth pausing for a moment here and appreciating how off base they were. We're told in Jewish scripture, tzedakah tatzel mimavis. Tzedakah saves from death. We're told in Jewish wisdom, yosa mimasha nosin balabayis la'oni ha'oni nosin la'balabayis. More than the rich person is giving to the poor person, which is merely a coin or a piece of bread, the poor person is giving even more to the balabayis, to the wealthy person. He's giving him the merit. He's giving him the opportunity to emulate God, to sustain others, to be a giver. In the Hakdama, in the introduction to Nefesh HaChayim, we find, Shezeh kol ha'adam lo la'atzmo nivra. A human being was not created for himself. Rak lahoil la'acharini. Kachol asher yimtza bekocho la'asos. But rather to help others to the extent that he is able to, that he has the wherewithal. A rich person has more wherewithal, so he has the ability to help others so much more. And that's the Jewish attitude. It was said by Mordechai to Esther, you're in a position that you have an asset that other people need. Esther was the queen. She had an asset. She had the ear of the king. And Mordechai says, "Mi yodeyam le'es kazos higat la'malchus." You have a blessing in your life. Who knows? Maybe it's there so that you should help people at this time. They say a story of a city that had a new Rav, and the Rav told the people that if everything's running smoothly, that's fine. They should only call him if there's a new takana. If something novel is being proposed, then they should call him to discuss it. So one day they call him, they have a new takana they want to impose, they want to stop the poor people from going around door to door. It's not good for the neighborhood. And instead they're going to have a committee that's going to deal with the poor people. Give them something and just let them get out of here. And this new Rav said, I told you to only call me if it's a new takana. If it's a new legislation, there's nothing new about your takana to stop poor people from going door to door. That's the takana of Sodom. That's what Sodom was about. You can't do that. To protect the person from the uncomfortable solicitation to give is not something that we're able to do, we should do, and it's a misguided approach to a person who has wealth. If a person can't give, they should ask a shayla and find out what to do. But for the rich person to protect himself in that way is nothing new. We already find a city that tried that stunt. If you'll turn to Amud Beis, just before the lines get wide, about five lines up, the Gemara recounts a story, Eliezer Eved Avram Isrami Hosam. Eliezer, the servant of Avram, once showed up in Sodom. They didn't live that far from there. And one time Eliezer stopped over, Pajuhi, so someone hit him. And it drew blood. Asala Kamei Daina, so they went in front of the judge. And Eliezer was expecting to be able to collect damages. Amalei, and instead the judge said, Havle Agra, pay the person who assaulted you a wage, Deshakalach Dema, because he did bloodletting for you, and bloodletting is a professional enterprise. It was considered good in their day, and therefore you owe him money for bloodletting. So Eliezer didn't miss a beat. Shaka Galala, he took a stone, Pajui Iu Ladina, and he caused a wound to the judge. Omar, so the judge said, My hai, what's this? What did you just do? Amale, so Eliezer said, Listen, these are your rules. Agra denafik li minach, havnehele, the money that we're going to extract from you for me, so just give it directly to him. And in halacha, in real halacha, it's called shibuda de Rav Nosson. Why should I pay him and he pays him? I could pay direct. Afuchi matrosa lomali. Why do we have to carry the basket from one to the other? So Eliezer says, you know, cut me out of the deal. Havne li lahai vezuza didi ki de kaimi kaimi. You pay him and just leave my money the way it is. The Gemara continues, Havi le puraisa to have a magni ala orchin. They had a certain bed that they would put guests on. If someone made the mistake of trying to stay in Sodom, they put him on this bed. Ki ma'arich, if the person was too long for the bed, gaizile, they would chop him off. They would chop off his feet. He should fit the bed. Ki gutz, if he was too short, matchinle, they would stretch him. Gemara says that Eliezer once showed up and they wanted to get him to lie on the bed, and he told them, I don't lie on beds, and he just avoided the whole thing. Kiav misrami luhu anya, when they had a poor person and they had to give. So yavle kochad v'chad dinara, they would each give a coin, k'siv shmei alei, and they would mark their names on it before they gave it. But they made a condition in the town that they would not give him bread. They wouldn't even sell him bread. He can't get bread. So eventually he would die. And everybody would come and take their own coin back, and that's why their names were on the coin, so that they should be able to retrieve them when their plot was completed. So what we're seeing here is not just wickedness by default, that they just weren't acting properly. There was a culture of badness. And we see this particularly in the story that follows. It's in the wide lines, about seven lines down. Havyahi Ravisa, there was a young girl, Davis Kamafka Rivsa La'anya Bechatzva. She used to take bread out for the poor people in her pitcher. When she would walk out to get water, she would go out hiding some bread, and she would figure out a way to get the bread out of the pitcher and then fill up with water, and that was her decoy. She was able to feed the poor. Igloi Milsa, they found out about it. Shafyua Dovsha, they smeared her with honey. V'kmua al Iger Shura, and they put her exposed. Asa zivure v'achluan, the bees came, attracted by the honey, and they ate her. They killed her. And perhaps the logic of the people Sodom, of all sadistic punishments, was the expression that we say to the bee, lo me duvshach v'lo me uktzach, I don't want your honey, I don't want your sting. And they considered the poor people, maybe there's something, some redeeming factor to deal with the poor, but there's such a great risk that they're going to sting us that we can't take any chances. The Chofetz Chaim in Avas Chesed writes that doing chesed should be viewed as a business deal. Sometimes a business deal goes sour, but you still do business. And a person should realize that the benefits of tzedakah and chesed are so great that we do them even if one can argue there's some sort of risk involved, but the benefits and the charge from Hashem, the responsibility placed on us, is still so important that the culture is exactly the opposite of what Sodom represented. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.